And what about some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Some beans that don't have to be shelled. You see, what kind of bean would that be? String beans, you just don't have to shell string beans.
Okay.
And that's the boil.
What about some that do have to be?
Well, I call them clay peas, you have to shell.
Clay peas? Oh, I've never heard of those. What are they like?
For the clay pea?
Yeah.
Special treat?
They like scurvy.
Yeah. How many of them eat at the tables instead of their rooms? Do most of them eat in here?
Man, what can you get about all them come out here?
About how many are there?
It's 20 of my chin. Come out your big table. I don't know how many have been in the room.
How early do you usually have to start fixing the dinner?
As soon as we get through with breakfast, turn around and down.
And then supper right after dinner?
Supper right after dinner. See, we ain't been long after we do dinner dishes and things in there. See, there's so many of them, we had to start early.
I guess today was probably pretty crowded.
That's right. And lots of them went out. You know, but made a little bit on those. Lots of them went out. The people's come and got them.
Good.
Taking them out. And it was a blessing to them.
Oh, I'll bet. Okay. What are some kinds of beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans. Butter peas, you had to shell them.
You know, just
you said something before that I didn't get down when we were talking about beans that do have to be shelled. Did you say clay peas or clay?
Red husk pepper peas, you have to shell them.
Which kind?
Red husk pepper pea.
Oh, I've never heard of this. What are they like?
It's a pea. It grows, and the hull is red.
That big?
It's about that long, about that long. A red hull, speck of pea.
Do they grow around here?
Yep, they do, red hull.
Oh, I've never seen any.
Red hull pea.
Oh, red eye peas?
Red hull, the hull is red. You ain't never seen a red hull pea?
I don't think so. Well, I have to look for those.
We had some last year. My husband used to raise them for the cannon. Take them to the cannon. And that pea grows large. It's a large pea in the hood. See, when you share them peas, you got you some peas there.
Well,
yeah.
What kind of peas when they're out of the hood?
It's a red hood.
Well, that's good. Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?
Salad.
And what about corn that you just eat with your hands like this?
It's called on the cob.
And do you have a name for a little animal that looks a lot like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel?
Say smaller than a squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. Uh-huh.